from the top of Hamilton's escarpment. 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Welcome back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and I'm joined by my good friend Simon, as usual. And
okay.
We are also joined by our very good friend, John Miore, local film auteur and horror movie aficionado, as we are going to discuss horror movies and Halloween. So this is the Halloween show. Thank you for tuning in.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
So we're here tonight, recording the Soundtrack Show in at Survival Zombie Films, where John's movie Magic Happens. Most people just call it the basement at John's house, but
the studio.
This is the studio where John makes his movies.
This is a fanboy's wet dream, though, really.
Well, it depends on what you're a fan of, I guess, but yes.
Considering I'm a fanboy, I guess I'm going to have to just agree with that.
There you go. It's a compliment.
Yes.
Yes, we're surrounded by action figures, DVDs, comic books.
Various pieces of movie memorabilia.
Yeah, John has a great collection. But you can't see that because this is a radio show, so let's talk about music instead.
So, of course, if you've been listening to the show at all over the last few years, the Soundtrack Show does a Halloween episode every year. It's one of the things I enjoy doing about it, most of it doing the show, so... That's what we're doing tonight. Starting off the top there, you heard some classic horror film themes. So we did that, but we're going to play something first of all from John Michael Thor.
Yeah, this is just one John brought to us. So John, why don't you tell us about this song and the movie that it goes with?
Well, the song is We Live to Rock. It's by Thor and the Tritones, or Tritons, depending on how you say it. It's from a movie called Rock and Roll Nightmare from 1987. It was filmed in Toronto, and basically the band plays themselves going to a isolated farmhouse so that they can do some sound recording and rehearsing. And what happens is they end up finding out that the place is actually possessed by demons and they fight demons, and that's a lot of fun and a very, very odd movie.
So it's kind of Spinal Tap meets The Evil Dead.
Absolutely. Considering, you know, we're talking practical effects, lots of gore, cheesy monsters, puppets, and of course, John Michael Thor fighting Satan in a metallic bikini at the end of the movie.
But does anybody spontaneously combust?
Well, I would argue that it's a hair band. Somebody always spontaneously
always
combust, don't
too.
You think?
Yeah.
Like it's...
There's so many drummers that way.
Sounds like my kind of tune. All right.
Okay, so yes, John Michael Thor, We Live to Rock on the Soundtrack Show, Halloween episode, 101.5, The Hawk.
Power that can feed the hungry. to the October with the steamboats, ancient goblins and wallows. Come at the grand line, making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cool wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs, the picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life again.
Oh yeah, that was the Ramones' Pet Sematary from the soundtrack to the film Pet Sematary.
And the other movie, Pet Sematary.
And is it also from the sequel to Pet Sematary with Edward Furlong?
There was a sequel.
There was.
I don't think I saw it, but I imagine they probably couldn't have afforded it.
Yeah.
Ramones are probably a little bit beyond their price range.
Well, John, this is another one of your choices. What arcane knowledge do you have about the song Pet Sematary by the Ramones for us?
Not much, other than Stephen King is a big Ramones fan, and he wanted them to do a song for the movie. And but the weirdness is, if you go down the rabbit hole of the internet trying to figure out what actually happened with the movie, some of the Ramones suggest that they went to Stephen King's house to talk about it. He says that that's not true at all. They met in a restaurant. Then you have producers that say that, no, we did it all on the phone, and I was the one that instigated the call, and different producers says they instigated the call. So who knows what really happened, but I'm glad we have the song.
Yeah.
It's a great mystery. All right, moving right along, we're going to play something from a film that John, well, starred is the wrong word, but he was an extra in. That would, of course, be the remake of Dawn of the Dead, which was a fantastic film. And one of my all-time favorite horror movie songs. It's Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine doing the Disturbed, Down with the Sickness. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk.
sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Two, three, four.
Oh.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the dickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Okay, there we're back. It's the Soundtrack Show's Halloween special with Simon, Mark, and John Miore, horror movie producer extraordinaire. And that was Richard Cheese, Down with the Sickness, from Dawn of the Dead.
I actually appear in the scene that that song is played during in the movie.
It's a great montage.
Just at the very end of the montage when the guy gets hit in the head with a golf ball, there I am as a zombie. Oh, so much fun. And it's great to have been there for the that musical part in particular.
How many movies did you actually end up being in as a zombie at last count?
At last count, it was probably 21, but some of them were never released, and some other ones were added later, so let's say around 20.
Oh, that's a pretty good number. It's yeah. more movies than I've been in as a zombie, let's just put it that way,
that's
by
right.
20. Anyway, so you guys are both horror movie fans. Not that I dislike horror movies, but I don't consider myself to be a horror fan. So I picked songs today that are Halloween-themed, but not necessarily horror movies. So, and of course, I think kind of the ultimate Halloween movie is Ghostbusters and the ultimate Halloween song. So I brought in a little information about the Ghostbusters theme. Is actually from the CBC website. 15 things you didn't know about the Ghostbusters theme. I won't go through all 15. I'll just go through some of the most important ones. One was that they actually originally approached Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac to do it, but he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to be pegged as a soundtrack artist after he just finished doing National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, I'm sure Kenny Loggins is laughing all the way to the bank, crying all the way to the bank about that.
Yeah, well, I don't think Lindsey Buckingham has the same sensibilities as, you know,
considering you got
Kenny Loggins. He's a little bit more particular.
After, what, 40 years, he gets kicked out of Fleetwood Mac, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. So the other thing that's interesting is that I guess through all the dispute about the rights to the name Ghostbusters, which John tells me they never really got.
No, they did not.
But so if and you know, approaching different artists, they when they finally asked Ray Parker Jr. to do it, he only had 2.5 days to write it. So he was really struggling, but apparently he was watching TV, and that's what inspired him to write the Who You're Gonna Call, which ended up being a commercial in the show, right? So that's sort of how he came stumbled upon that. But I guess in his panic, he didn't realize he had accidentally ripped off Huey Lewis from I Want a New Drug. So
is it ripped off or heavily inspired?
Well, yeah. In the end, the courts agreed that it was ripped off because when Huey Lewis sued him, Huey Lewis won. And so Huey Lewis was given a songwriting credit. And, you know, he makes a little money every time Halloween comes around and we play the crap out of this song.
Nice.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Now you do. And now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
The other half is laser beams.
Red or blue.
Pick yes, one. Exactly. Yes. All right, Ghostbusters on the soundtrack show.
115 The Hawk. Ray Parker and, apparently, Huey Lewis.
Louder! Ghostbusters!
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
yeah, Horror Master himself, Alice Cooper. And the theme from the end theme from Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. He's back, the man behind the mask.
I think it's even on the Prince of Darkness album, which is interesting because he was in the movie Prince of Darkness.
Yes.
So
the lead homeless guy.
That's right. That's right. Well, this song celebrates Jason's return to the franchise. He died in Part 4.
Thanks to Corey Feldman.
Yes. And then he was replaced in Part 5.
By a copycat killer.
That's right. And what's interesting as a side note to say about Part 5 is that all the gruesome murders and everything horrible that happens in that movie happens because of a chocolate bar.
Not since Caddyshack has a chocolate bar caused so much destruction.
That's right. That's right. It is the chocolate bar incident that throws everything into array.
So the man behind the mask could have been Willy Wonka.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they did say that Ronald McDonald has killed more people than, you know, all the serial killers combined, so.
That's true.
Hey, and also, I should mention that Alice Cooper actually sings the ki-ki-ki-ma-ma-ma kind of...
No, that I didn't know.
Yeah, that's in the song, and he kind of sings that part of the traditional Friday the 13th that music. Yeah. It's actually ki-ki-ki-ma-ma-ma, because it's kill-kill-kill-ma-ma-ma. Oh. Is what they say.
Was Alice on the original ones, or that's been the background music for...
That's been the background music, yeah, since the first
one. How many are there now of this of Friday the 13th?
13, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's exactly 13.
Okay, there was,
yes.
10 the first run.
8.
Well, there was Jason X, so was there...
Right, 10? If you count, there's 8 from Paramount.
Okay.
And then there was... 2, 3 from New Line, if you count Jason.
Yeah.
So that brings us to 11. And there's a remake. That's 12.
Right.
And I still think there's 13. I'm missing one somewhere.
Jason versus Freddy.
No, I counted 13? That one. I counted that one. Something's missing.
12 sounds about right, though.
12, yeah. 12
too many, in my opinion. But
no, not enough. I love this is my favorite.
All right, what's up next?
What's up next? We have, we're going to go from Friday the 13th. We'll go from Camp Crystal Lake over to a little town called Springwood, Ohio. And everyone knows the street there. It's Elm Street. And we're talking about Freddy. So we're going to start it off with a song that's actually inspired by, and I think it's kind of a marketing pitch to try and get this into one of the movies, but it never worked out, for Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince. And their kind of homage to this franchise, and that would, of course, be Nightmare on My Street. And this, of course, is the Halloween edition of the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Freddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street... in
in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock.
Jeff,
in the
listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to sleep,
I
Jeff.
You tomorrow,
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Jeff, 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 Jeff.
Okay, we're back. That, of course, was Dokken with Dream Warriors from, I still say, the best film in the franchise. That was from A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warriors.
It is a good one. And the first one's good. The second one's really bad.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
It had one really funny line in it. And so remember that the psychiatrist guy at the pool party is trying to calm Freddy down. He says, I'm just here to help you. I'm just here to help you. And he goes, help yourself, effer. And then stabs him with his claws.
Oh, nice. Well, this
the only
one,
thing I remember from the movie, but it was funny.
Well, this one, Dream Warriors, it probably wasn't the first horror movie that had like a great horror rock song put into the end credits, but it sure is the one that I remember the most. It sort of, you know, set the bar, and then a lot of movies after that followed in the same way.
Yeah, hair metal and horror kind of worked well together.
Yeah.
The video was really good. The video for Dokken's Dream Warriors was fantastic. Especially because Freddy's in it right at the end. He wakes up from a nightmare. He's holding a little teddy bear. Who were those guys?
And the house, right? Isn't the house from the movie like the main setup for that video? I think so.
There's that show on Netflix, the Movies That Made Us.
Great show.
Yeah.
There is a Nightmare on Elm Street episode. Yeah. And it talks about, it shows the original... The original house on, it's not really Elm Street, but they used this, they didn't change anything. It's the same.
All right. So as I said, the my picks were more Halloween based rather than horror movie based because I'm not as big a horror movie fan as you two guys. So next up, we're going to play a song from the Jack Black Goosebumps movie, which was a great movie.
It was
even a little scary at times. That little creepy puppet
for
guy
you.
Kind of, well, hey, you know, I'm a lightweight when it comes. Come on, that you know, ventriloquist dummy, he was kind of creepy, let's face it.
I stole that from the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I also liked at the end of the movie, without giving anything away, was so in the movie, Jack Black plays R.L. Stein.
As the English teacher in the school.
He becomes the writing teacher, the English teacher at that local high school at the end. And his colleague is Mr. Black, the drama teacher, played by...
R.L.
Stein, the author. So from that movie, we have the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, Heads Are Gonna Roll.
On the Soundtrack Show, Halloween, 101.5 The Hawk.
Oh,
Diaz heads will roll from Goosebumps.
Goosebumps with Jack Black. Not the Canadian production that was on YTV for many years.
Fantastic production that was. Now, next one was a pick of John's.
Yes. Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes. It's a little different, not a hard rockin' tune like some of the other ones we've been hearing. But it's from Halloween 2. And
the original Halloween 2.
Yes. Well, actually, I think it's the only Halloween 2 because, you know, Halloween Kills is not Halloween 2.
No, I meant the Rob Zombie one.
You're right. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Yeah, no. So the original Halloween 2, though later it is also in Halloween H2O, and it's also in Rob Zombie's Halloween remake. So the song gets around.
The song is remade for the remake, though, too, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, it is. And a lot of people wonder why this kind of funny upbeat song has been chosen as the end credit song for Halloween 2. And some people suggest that maybe, you know, it's because Laurie is dreaming of a dream guy and wants to have a relationship. And maybe she's just wished so hard she's gotten this odd killer as her wish. Who knows? But the song is really tied in with the Michael Myers lore now because it's in so many of the movies, and also because there's a fan cut out there called the Mr. Sandman cut, which is both Halloween 1 and 2 put together with some edited scenes and some of the scenes from the TV version of the movie. So yeah, there's a lot that brings Mr. Sandman into Michael Myers' life.
Wait a minute. It wasn't in Austin Powers. What are you talking about?
No, that's true. They did skip Michael that Myers. One. But hopefully we'll get it in Halloween Ends. That would be nice to hear it again then.
As long as it's actually the end.
Yes.
I'm okay with that if it is.
So there you go. Mr. Sandman and the Cordettes on the Soundtrack Show. 115 The Hawk.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman,
bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum
bum
bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum.
Mr. Sandman,
yes,
bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold,
someone to hold,
would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring us, please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
Okay, Mr. Sandman from Halloween Various. Moving right along, got one. This is an old Halloween favorite.
Well, I thought again to bring in Halloween more so than horror movies. We'll go kind of completely opposite direction, and this one's from It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So you might recognize it from the Charlie Brown Christmas, but it's actually kind of more the Peanuts theme. It's called Linus and Lucy. It's by Vince Guaraldi, and this is the Halloween version, so you'll hear some doors opening and closing and things like that. That's the trick-or-treaters.
Nice. So, Linus and Lucy on the Soundtrack Show, Halloween.
Petite, but I'm thick to death. I'm the baddest bitch. I can keep the rest. brick house and my walk is mean. And I stay on the scene so fresh, so clean.
Like an Amazon, wow.
Break it down now. 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 Yeah!
Okay, that was Rob Zombie's remake of Brick House with Lionel Richie. It's an odd pairing for sure, but...
A horror icon.
Yes.
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, yes.
Absolutely.
Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It's all
that dancing on the ceiling.
That's true. That's
his daughter's a little freaky, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not all there, really. But either way. And that's from House of a Thousand Corpses, which was Rob Zombie's directorial debut.
And one of his finest. I like that one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Dr. Satan.
Yeah.
Dr. Satan.
Captain Spaulding was a fun character.
Yes, he was.
And we're going to shut it down. Actually, we have one more song to go. And this is, if you think Halloween, what's the thing that shows up on TV every year? People dress up and go see it at the theaters to throw stuff at the screen. Of course, you're talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Arguably one of the best soundtracks ever made. It's a hokey, not a great movie. But it's a fun movie to see. It's more about the event, really, than the story.
Yeah.
So, we're going to play the opening theme from Rocky Horror. It's called Science Fiction Double Feature. But this isn't the one from the movie. This is a remake one done by local Hamilton punk band, The Forgotten Rebels.
Legends. Punk legends.
That's damn straight. So, we'll say goodnight. Have a great night. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. And be excellent to each other.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Be safe.
Thanks for having me. Spooky, spooky.
Michael Rennie was still the day the earth stood still. And he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. And Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong. Bob Bay Ray and King Kong, they got caught in a cellular jam. And at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. It's a science fiction. Over a barrel and tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Janet Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews, Seth Rooms, gave him the runes and passing the news lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said the south to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Life and science fiction. Double feature. Dr. X. We'll build a future.
diversified programming alternative for the Hammer. This is CIOI-FM.
CIOI-FM.
Hamilton's 101.5 The Hawk.